Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I am Sumi Sukanya Ratta, and in this broadcast, I will tell you about bird flu outbreak in the US and whether India needs to be concerned. An outbreak of avian flu that has infected specific dairy cows in at least six US states and a farm worker in Texas has become a cause of worry for many in the medical world. Some global experts have even raised concerns that it could be getting dangerously close to triggering a pandemic 100 times worse than COVID-19. According to the US Center for Disease Control, or CDC, which sequenced the virus genome from a specimen collected from the patient in Texas, the flu was caused by the highly pathogenic avian influenza A, H5N1. This is a virus similar to the HPAI-A pathogen infecting cattle, wild birds, and poultry in some parts of the country. According to the CDC, the Texas patient was the second reported case of the virus in the US. The first was from 2022 when a person in Colorado was presumed to be infected after coming in contact with poultry, the agency says on its website. The CDC defines avian influenza or bird flu as a disease caused by infection with avian influenza type A viruses. These viruses naturally spread among wild aquatic birds worldwide and can infect domestic poultry and other bird and animal species. Also, the viruses do not normally infect humans. However, sporadic human infections with bird flu viruses have occurred. According to senior virologist Dr. Gagandeep Kang, who is associated with the Department of Gastroenterology at the Christian Medical College in Vellore, H5N1 cases rarely transmit to humans. However, if they do, its severity can vary widely, from mild conjunctivitis to even death. India's only reported case of the H5N1 infection was in 2021 when an 18-year-old man from Haryana died of the infection. Experts, however, believe that the lack of more recorded cases could be due to an absence of thorough surveillance. According to biologist and genome scientist Dr. Vinod Skaria, while bird flu is not a new disease, an emerging new lineage 2.3.44b of H5N1 has been spreading across the globe since 2020, mainly carried by migratory birds following certain routes. However, he says that latest panzootic is huge and has a significant effect on the avian population, with disastrous consequences to the ecology and significant economic loss affecting poultry across the world. The latest outbreak of H5N1 was first detected late last month. First dubbed as a mystery disease, the culprit was later identified by the US Department of Agriculture as a highly pathogenic strain of the virus spreading in dairy herds across the states of Texas and Kansas. The infected animals showed symptoms such as loss of appetite, low-grade fever, and reduced lactation. According to Skaria, this was the first time that H5N1 had been detected in cattle, raising concerns about potential transmission routes and the broader impact on the dairy and meat industry. But should India be concerned? Yes and no, says Skaria. Yes, because the outbreak in the avian population is quite large and widespread and has possibly resulted in the extinction of many species. And no, because there is no evidence of widespread infection in humans yet. According to Dr. Anurag Agarwal, who is associated with Ashoka University, there is no need to worry about H5N1 just yet. However, he says that a nationwide integrated respiratory surveillance system should be there to identify moderate to severe respiratory infections, which can test for multiple known pathogens and conduct detailed investigations of unknown cases. Experts also insist on global efforts to develop vaccines to help mitigate any future risks. That's all I have in this broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.